Hello, and thank you for joining us on Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, which shares stories of spiritual awakening, spiritual communication, healing energies, miracles, and ways to go within to know your intuitive self and interconnectedness to all living things. I am most delighted to welcome Keith Anthony Blanchard, author of The Divine Principle, offering us the three tenets and four modalities that lead to a life of greater love, compassion, and awareness of spirit. Hello, Keith, and thank you for joining us on Healing From Within.
Well, hello, and thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Okay. Well, I think you are pretty much that way. That's your energy. It's great. Keith, as listeners
yes.
of Healing From Within are so well aware, my guests and I share our intimate experiences and insights into how we can move past the damaging influences of societal training, political and economic problems to realign to our inner, innate awareness of universal energy, ultimately helping us encourage a merging of our divine and physical life potential to expand, explore, create, and manifest our best personal and collective lives. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Keith Blanchard will show us how to find our purpose, align to our purpose, and share four modalities that help create a way for ongoing peace, perhaps bliss, and a greater awareness of expansion. We might even discover more of who we really are. Keith, I always love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood and remember a person, place, an event, a goal, a value that they had in childhood. For I believe we are born with a plan and a destiny, and the answers for why we choose the path and experiences that present themselves as we grow into adulthood. So think back to a story, an experience.
What comes to heart immediately is I was about 14 years old. I was in a seminary, or assumed to be one, or at least trying it out, so to speak. And I remember being in a chapel, and there was embedded in the wall these little cubby holes that contained a glass case that had a bone fragment of many of the saints that have ever walked this planet. And just being in there and the awe and the majesty I felt made me aware of my divine script, because from there I wanted to become a Catholic priest, and I was serious about it. And then of course my dad gives me an electric guitar, and that all changed. So I became a professional musician while I left God in the closet for a while. And of course, putting off the inevitable, reared its head and said, "Do you remember me?" by putting me on my knees and humbling me in such a way that I was destined to start beating my feet towards a high level of bliss and spiritual expansion. So that was what pretty much, no pun intended, was the nail in the coffin of the dead Keith.
Well, I think, perhaps music or art or writing touches our inner being, our soul, that part of God that's within us. You know, we're connected to God, and God is within us, and we are within the universe, all one. So whether you wanted to show the love of God through music or through the beauty of the people who understood these truths, it was within you already and part of your destiny, right? You had a dream. I know you have observed Jesus, so would you like to tell us about that dream?
Well, sort of where I left off, coincidentally, being a musician. Mm-hmm. It was already inside of me, but I thought the two were separate.
No.
I thought my rock music, see, this was my mindset back then, right? So I thought my music was this and God was that, and God went in the closet until it came out again. And after a relationship for many years that went bad, I find myself on a dark night of the soul, and I begin to say this prayer fervently out loud for about a month. And the prayer was, I need to hear your voice. I need to hear your voice. Now, even though it took a month for this to present itself, I know that it was in my first asking, because I was so passionate and sincere. In my first asking was everything it took to open up the universal door to my creator, our creator. And so one night after playing music in a casino of all places, I was so tired, I went to bed, and about 6 o'clock in the morning, I was awakened out of my sleep by a voice that said, good morning, Keith, it's time for you to wake up. So I figured a friend of mine was in the house nudging me, you know, because we made a deal to go run some errands, and I didn't hear him knock, and so he let himself in. And so there was no one in my house. So I lay down back in the bed with the intentions of going back to sleep. And the voice said, good morning, Keith, I asked you to wake up. And so I was thrown on the bed with my eyes closed, and I fell into an absolute experience. Now, in this experience was infinite presence. Everything it wanted from me was in one impression, and want is in quotes, as if it could want something. But when it began to speak, not only did I hear the voice audibly, I felt the voice, I smelled the voice, I tasted the voice, I could see the voice. It permeated everything in the room, and I was a part of that. And I knew the molecules in my shirt, in the wall, I knew where they were going next. And so, in short, the voice instructs me to sit on my sofa, go into a light meditation, bring a tape recorder. And I did just that. And out came volumes of information that I have not known to that point in my life, which years later became my bestseller, The Divine Principle.
Interesting. I also know that you wrote, you actually felt Jesus behind you and up towards the ceiling, but you could see him.
Yeah, yeah.
And you felt yourself floating up there too, but maybe you
That's right.
Didn't want any part of that, so you woke up. But when I read that, I remembered that over 20 years ago, when I had my second degree Reiki attunement and process, I was deep in meditation, and I felt and saw and experienced myself being lifted up in Jesus' arms, and I just felt so safe and so free, and knew that the direction I was entering into and the work I was going to do was my destiny, so to put it. And it reminded me that sometimes we don't ask for these experiences, but when the time is right, we have them nonetheless. Now, I wasn't a religious person up until this time. I had many mystical experiences, and I had a sense of something greater since I've been a little girl. I've had that sense, but I couldn't put it together. So I studied philosophy, and I studied religion, and I became a teacher. But I couldn't put the pieces together. I just sensed something within me that was seeking truth and knowledge. And what I was really seeking was a remembrance of who we all are as spiritual beings having a physical life. So what you wrote brought back that memory to me also. So let's go on. How do we begin to find our purpose, or what makes our hearts sing? And what are the three tenets you use to stay aligned with purpose?
How do we find our purpose? How do we align soul to flesh, in and out, bones to bones? Well, we need to begin to ask the question, if I'm an eternal child of infinity, what is it that makes me feel good? For me, it was music. For a person, it may be handling flowers. But there's a belief in America that we can't do what we love and be, quote, successful. Well, when we begin to align with our passion, we believe in a passionate creator. We believe in a loving creator. And if we want to not only believe it, we want to take it to the level of knowing it and amalgamate and marry with our divine parent, as we begin to take on the qualities of Divine Parent by doing only that which is love, that which we are passionate about, that which we are sincere about, then we naturally fall into alignment with purpose and destiny, because that is your God expression now and forever, at least a fragment of it that we are able to experience in this incarnation. So when we begin to do what we love, by natural law, abundance in all forms begins to present themselves. Now, the three tenets, so the way you find out what your passion is you ask yourself, if I was not concerned about money, which money is a beautiful expression of freedom, but if I was not concerned about money, so we can get the money game out the way, or if I lived on a desert island and I didn't need money, what would I do every day just because I can and it fills me with joy? Then you get closer to discovering the nugget, the spiritual morsel that has been awaiting us from our Divine Parent for a very long time, because we ask the question, what is it I'm here to do? Now, the three tenets are very, very powerful. Tenet number one is, the truth does not need anyone's permission to exist. The purpose for this tenet is to help people and all of us recognize that whether we believe something has an existence or not is irrelevant, because we can bet even in our level of intelligence as a species that we are pretty bright. We are pretty bright. Now, when we back off, you know, perspective, it's only one grain of sand of intelligence on an entire world full of beaches. So there are truths that are out there that we know nothing of. So when we open ourselves to that level of receiving, then our vessel can be filled with that light and that life-giving water or manna. Tenet number two would be to get out of the fight. And all those words are capitalized, underlined three times, bolded, exclamation point. Get out of the fight. Get out of the fight with the world. Get out of the fight with politics.
Get out of the fight with racism. And to do that, you have to find love as your natural state. Turn from fear to love. Yeah. And that goes with that powerful tenet, the all-powerful tenet. Yeah, very, very interesting. And in your first tenet...
Yes, and they're all interconnected.
Yes, in your first tenet, you said, peace is my natural state. And love in your second tenet is our natural state. So when you find
You're reading my other tenets. I have two sets of three tenets.
All right, but I love them. One, you know, what you're saying is the all-knowing. When you allow yourself to listen to yourself and to what's within you and aligned to God, you're not paying so much attention to the outside world, and you're not being judged by the outside world, and you're not living in fear of the outside world, and that is the way to begin. And then your second tenet that I'm reading, the all-powerful tenet, is when you turn inward and you unite with this universal force, which you really are a part of, and it's a part of you, then it makes sense to know that love is our natural state, moving beyond fear, limitation, and once again, the outside world and what it has expected of us and what we have allowed ourselves to believe, which wasn't the truth, because we need to trust in our own guidance system, which is our heart or soul, and this alignment to spirit. And then the third tenet that I have here, which is very important, is the all-pervading tenet. What happens when you can adhere to this and know this? Not only believe it, but live it. What happens? What do we discover is our natural state of being?
Because we realize that there's nothing that is not us. And then we begin to treat ourselves with such amazing kid gloves and tenderness and delicateness. Because if God is all knowing, then it makes sense to me. The closer I get to God, the more I know. If God is all loving or all powerful, the closer I get to God, then obviously the more power I am granted. And if God is omnipresent, the closer I get to God, then the more I begin to understand, integrate, amalgamate, and apply in my life that there's nothing that I am not. And so it's not rocket science. We have become so difficult. We have submersed ourselves in quagmire.
Yes, we have immersed ourselves into the beliefs of ages of war and refusing to see the beauty in other people and to thinking to survive we have to live like that dog-eat-dog mentality. And it's not the reality of what spirit in the universe is all about. It is easier to be good. It is easier to be at peace and love and do the right thing than it is to battle the forces of negativity and fear. So we will go on to, yes, you say, and this is very true, and for our listeners out there, it's this simple. Begin to feel, begin to touch, begin to see, begin to listen, begin to know, begin to begin. And to be. All right, begin to be. And begin. So we have to begin this whole process of letting go of everything perhaps that we thought, like I had to do 20 years ago, when I realized that many of the beliefs that I had been taught were not reality, but an illusion that everyone was living under. And it was then that I began to walk the walk and the path that I was born to do. So let's get on to, what are the four modalities that you offer to help one create a disposition of ongoing peace and happiness and awareness of this expansion of our soul or our inner being or our inner potential for greatness?
These are very, very powerful. Before I do the four, I would like to say the greatest spiritual gift a person could give themselves is just to let go. Let go of all of it. Just let go of the world, how we think things should be, what they should look like, when they should happen. Let go of the noise of the mind, all of it, and become nothing. That being said, moving on to the four modalities. These four principles are so powerful, they will open up your spirituality to the level of the cosmic garden. Number one is passion. Live and do things with the passion, the fire in your belly. Turn up the fire. Stoke the flames. Do everything to the hilt and with intensity. Always intensity. Passion would be the fire. And the get in there and roll up your sleeves and get your hands dirty kind of energy. Mm-hmm. The other side of that coin would be sincerity. It's the passive. It's your grandmother's bosom where you lay and be child and nurtured and supported. It's pink. It's like your brand new baby born sister kind of thing. It's pink energy. It's soft. It's sincerity. And it's that I mean it. I'm real serious about this kind of energy. And don't kid yourself for a moment. It sounds like sincerity doesn't have the punch. Ah. But it has the greatest punch. And the next one, the third one, would be humility. Why would our Lord Jesus wash the feet of the one that was supposedly going to rat him out, Thomas? Because he knew something. He knew that humility is a direct red hot line to God. He knew it. That's why Buddhist monks always walk pretty much their whole life bent in half in humility. They know something. So that's beginning the opening up process. It's the ramp onto the super highway, right? Vulnerability. People have a tough time with vulnerability. No one wants to expose the belly, the fire in that belly, that light, because of all the things that we think have happened to us, which is a beautiful ceremony of Creator saying, I am showing you something that you brought forth, dear one, only so that you can complete, graduate, and ascend into the fullness, effulgence of 1 million sons of who you are. And so when we become vulnerable, we literally, from soul to bones, become naked. That's a little challenging for people. Can you drop your physical clothes off in front of people and be okay? That is the idea of being vulnerable. exposing your core, because what will shift not only you, your world, is what is going to domino effect the entire shift for everyone else to begin to open up and see you as the divine light, as an illumined figure, a beacon in their own experience, and the world as a worldwide movement, one person at a time. That's happening now. In fact, it's exponentiating. But for the person who may be listening to my voice, you take in these four tenets, live passionately, put all of you in it, be sincere about it, humble yourself to the beauty of life all around you, all of it, even those people that you have judged, including yourself. Make yourself vulnerable by jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. Trust that you will be caught. Expose the nectar, the core, and the light that you are. And your experience of what you call reality will expand to levels that you never thought possible. And the reason it's never thought possible is because until that point, you have been living in your mind. And once you drop into the stargate of your heart, the kingdom back to your soul will be exposed for you, and the golden path you will walk.
Beautiful. You will be in the energy of your heart and soul connection to the universe, past the illusions of the mind.
Yes.
Beautiful. How might you suggest our listeners begin to advance their own spiritual practice and begin to find a more peaceful demeanor in these challenging times? That's a big
and
question.
You know, again, full circle. Well, we had a beautiful alignment in this very moment. When I thought earlier you wanted me to give you a certain set of three tenets and not the other set of three tenets, the first one I said was the truth does not need anyone's permission to exist. Open yourself up to possibility. The second one was get out of the fight, when I said they were all capitalized, underlined, bolded. Get out of the fight. Get out of the fight with the world. Get out of the fight with the terrorism. Get out of the fight with racism. Even if you think you're protecting racism, you're becoming a part of the problem. Get out of the fight with your neighbors, your loved ones, because this is all an internal bickering about yourself. So that would be, to answer your question, one another tenet, to open it up to that place that you just asked. The third one would be, you only have a choice to water the weed or water the plant of your life. And whatever one you give your attention to is going to grow. And if you want proof, pull a weed out of your yard, put it in a potted plant, in a pot, and go buy a beautiful flower and put it in the pot, and choose to decide how you want, day by day, how often to water whichever one, and watch what transpires on the physical level as a creator, the person that could nurture growth in your life, and you will understand how often and how to go about your spiritual process.
Absolutely.
It's really about becoming aware. I could sit here for 3 days and repeat the word awareness, and that won't be enough. It's about self-awareness.
Yes, and also, in response to this type of question, in my book, The Living Spirit, I suggested a way to advance your spiritual practice by writing a meditation inspired by a client of mine, Marisol. And the meditation is called Meditation of the Sea and Sun. And this is a small part of the meditation, and I wrote, in this state of gentle vibration, relaxation, and connection, ask for what you need to heal, whether an emotional concern or a physical pain. Ask to be brought forward, away from limited thinking, and to become the expression and radiance of the divine light of your essence. This will allow situations and people more in tune with your highest interests. A state of healing is created as a result of these intentions and actions, leading you to living with hope, faith, and wellness. So it's what you just said. Yeah, let go of.
That was lovely.
Thank you. It's saying what you said in just a little different way. Keith, you said this, but if you want to live eternally, where there are no more births and deaths, just life everlasting, you have to replace your fear with love. Once you get to that level, your consciousness will no longer be interrupted. The cycle will no longer perpetuate. But as of now, you are only the potential of what you can become. That's beautiful, and that's also the truth. So,
and it seems like the road, it seems like the road to eternity is taking eternity to get there. But that's part of the illusion. That's part of the sleep. We begin to pull ourselves out of the dream when we realize that as we walk the road that seems to last forever uphill, once we get there, all of the struggles will be forgotten. It's going to be a dream. That's how we begin to pull ourselves back into the waking room.
That's when we can do what you just did, giggle and be joyful and be at peace and share whatever it is with everyone without waiting or expecting anything in return. Your giggle there is where we want to go. That's the joy from within that's coming out from people who are finding these truths. So I want to thank you, Keith Anthony Blanchard, author of The Divine Principle, for sharing your life's journey and passion to bring joy, peace, love, and happiness through our hearts and into the world. To read more about these energizing ways to bring heaven to earth and restore our inner guidance system for a healthier, happier future, and to purchase The Divine Principle, go to KeithAnthonyBlanchard.com or Amazon.com. In summarizing this episode of Healing From Within, we have indeed discovered that the divine in me sees the divine in you, as is expressed by the term Namaste. The universe is the entire life force of creative, expansive energy, and each of us is part of that wondrous miracle of eternal source and life. The way to peace, love, and freedom and liberation is within us from the beginning of the human journey in this wondrous place we call Earth. Beyond lies mystery and untold memories that we will take with us through many lifetimes. As Keith downloaded from Spirit, but if we want to live eternally, where there are no more births and deaths, just life everlasting, you have to replace your fear with love. Once you get to that level, your consciousness will no longer be interrupted. The cycle will no longer perpetuate, but as of now, you are only the potential of what you can become. It is vital that you begin to inform yourself on all matters, especially spiritual teachings from around the world. When you do, you will find all the doctrines you study are but jigsaw puzzle pieces waiting to be assembled. And when the puzzle finally does fit together, do not be surprised to see the image of my face shining through. You must not accept blindly that everything you have been taught or will hear is true. Figure things out for yourself by weighing the possibilities and probabilities of what is the likely truth. Keith and I hope you find the wisdom of the universe within the quiet voice of Spirit and begin to know the joy and happiness that is your natural birthright, as we are each a spark of the divine and an eternal source of love, peace, and beauty that suspends time and space and creates eternally. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to hear visionaries, energy workers, scientists, spiritualists, psychologists, medical practitioners, and those in the arts and music fields discuss our human and divine nature as we seek to improve our personal and collective communities. Shows may also be heard on webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you.